He knew where his weaknesses were and knew that he needed to gain that confidence back after the surgery and his injury. And man, he practiced well throughout the 15 practices. And the main thing was he got better. He got better. They all had their individual battles and understanding what they needed to get better at. And he's one of those guys that got better at what he needed to get to sharpen up. And not only that, came out of it healthy.
Obviously, you guys want to always continue to get more explosive, get in the backfields, you know, havoc plays, whatever that may be. Who are maybe some of the guys that you're starting to see lead that pack, or do you feel like you're where you're at right now in terms of being able to do that?
Just overall, Connor, with the gaining confidence, but I felt like the whole group, especially the younger guys, with Vili Taufatofua, Kip Akana, Gavin Nawahine, there was John Henry Daly. We saw a quick glimpse of what he can do. But just the confidence, understanding the overall scheme and how they fit in it. Love the competition. It was tough. You know, I always push them to be tougher and just understand that there is a mindset that they all have to have, you know, and when it's time for them to get in and line up. But Jonah Lea'el was another kid that gained a lot of confidence, and he's starting to, he came in at 210 pounds and now he's 255 pounds and 6'5". He's gaining confidence, not only understanding the scheme, but now he's a grown man. He's 255 pounds. He's not little 210-pound guy, right? And he's understanding what type of game he needs to transition to because of his size now. And he's a kid that we're going to continue to put weight on because it's so hard to recruit defensive linemen, especially D-tackles. If he can continue to gain weight and move in, good. But if not, we love him at the end. And he's a guy that is athletic for how big he is, and we're excited for his development and growth.
Did you see the sort of development out of Vili T that you were hoping to see this spring?
You know what? We did. Going into his second or third year of football, man, he's taking big strides. He's really strong. Coming from JUCO and leading JUCO with no football experience and having 18 sacks was pretty good. And I'm really excited about his growth too. He's going to be a good player moving forward.
On the other side of the ball, have you seen progression from the offensive line? I know you're not focusing on them, but from your guys' vantage point, do you see that? Knowing that you're getting better battles, or do you see any of that?
We do. I see. Well, being here for 10 years now, right? I've seen a lot of competition. We've had a bunch of good offensive tackles, Sam Tevy, Garrett Bowles and all those guys, right, that's there. And these guys are just as good or better than those guys, the two young tackles that we have, and with Fano and Caleb Lomu. And, man, those guys are just scraping the surface of their ability, and I'm excited for their future too. But the competition creates great culture, and it's always awesome. Always awesome to have competitive matches with the O-line and get Jim all fired up, but it's been an awesome spring for both sides of the ball.
I feel like it's easy to kind of forget because of how he blew up, but Jonah wasn't really someone on the radar, but he took advantage of a situation. Who in your room now do you think could have that kind of success?
I could see Kip Akana doing the same thing. Really explosive, and he just gained the confidence that Connor got this spring, you know, and he's coming back from injury too. And I could, if you guys saw in our scrimmage the other day, Elijah Ellis was standing on the sideline, and he looked like Jonah and looked bigger than Jonah already, right? And he was 6'1", and he looks like he's 6'3" now, and he's another kid that we're excited for. Cash Dillon, a freshman that we're excited for. But just talking about spring, man, I'm excited for Jonah Lea'ea, Vili Taufatofua, and also Kip Akana. Right? And all those guys took advantage of the reps this spring, and excited for their growth and development.